One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. The Lord be with you.
Bishop Kieran Duart rejects the Church of England as heretics. Instead, he gathers his flock on a beach in Cornwall.
Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
They answered the call he made on social media. He is preparing for a mass baptism.
In the Lord Jesus Christ, I gladly baptize you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Yes!
Yes!
Critics called you the far-right bishop, a label he rejects. But he represents a new type of Christianity, more militant, more political, one I've come here to understand. Several of those here came because they saw Duart speaking at Tommy Robinson's Unite the Kingdom rally. And they are ready to follow him into the cold waters of the Celtic Sea.
God bless you, Fergus, man.
I saw Kieran's speech at Unite the Kingdom rally, and it was just epic. I mean, I just loved it.
The other thing that Kieran does, he preaches around the political side a bit more, especially when it comes to, you know, immigration and Islam. Is that a message that chimes as well with you?
I'd say so, yeah. I would say there's a, you know, we are a Christian culture, we're a Christian nation. And I do feel like we have lost a lot of that.
God, you have not abandoned Britain. And though our night has been long, yet your dawn breaks.
In September, Duart had addressed the 150,000 strong crowd at the Tommy Robinson Unite the Kingdom march in central London. It was not his first appearance with the far-right activist.
This nation of ours is under attack.
In July last year, he also shared his stage.
We are not at war with just the Muslim.
This is something new, and it is growing. A movement that has long marched against immigration, against Islam, is now marching behind the cross.
When we arrived, that lady said, oh, it's the far right bishop.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that?
Oh, I laugh now. I am none of the things that they call me, but it's now become a moniker that is, you know, something I laugh at.
What for you, you know, as a Christian, is the appeal of Tommy Robinson?
It's not the appeal of Tommy Robinson per se. It was the opportunity that he afforded to me to stand in front of that many people and to both pray for the people and this nation.
But you're marching front and center with Tommy Robinson. It's fair enough if that nuance gets lost. You can say, I like the platform, but you are, in effect, in message, endorsing him and his politics.
I don't think that at all. I'm very clear on what I endorse. My political views are public and well-founded. My stand with Tommy is not necessarily political. It's a man that has surrendered his life to Christ and is on that journey of faith and trying as a good shepherd to help lead him in that and to shape that faith in a way that is beneficial to him.
One of the other things you said is, you know, we're at war with the Muslim. That's quite a...
Well, I didn't say that. I said we're not at war.
Implying we are at war with the Muslim.
And as I said, unfortunately, what I was trying to convey, having listened to an entire day's worth of speeches, didn't come across quite the way I'd hoped to have expressed it. The problem for me is, I understand we're a multi-ethnic, multicultural, multi-faith Britain. But when you have so many elements that refuse to get into the great melding pot of multiculturalism, but remain outside and try and force that culture, force that religious system, force that legal system into a culture, an existing culture, then there's always going to be problems. I would love to see more Christianity at the heart of our politics. I would love to see more Christian principles once again driving our legal system.
For the people here, it is about a personal, private faith, but it's also connected to the politics. And that Christian identity elevates it from ground level protest to something a bit bigger, a bit grander. And especially when you put that in opposition to Islam, as many people do online, it becomes bigger still. It goes from a culture war to a clash of civilizations.
Or even further than that, anti-immigrant and anti-Islam campaigners promote the idea of a holy war.
Certainly, the time of the Crusades will need to come again if we are to return.
What do you mean by that?
We are overrun in every way.
And that online culture filters back to the ground. New groups like this one on Instagram use crusader imagery to start the final war on Islam, attracting more than 50,000 followers. Maria Power, who researches the far-right's use of religion, says it is Christian nationalism. Not just a flag to rally behind, but a cross too.
People there would say, this is a Christian country, we should be able to show our flag, march with the cross, say prayers at these things, and that's not necessarily intimidating or racist, it's just we are saying, this is our identity, we're proud of it.
Yeah, but I think if you're using your identity to threaten, and you're shouting and proclaiming your identity in a way that makes people that don't, as you see it, belong, it is threatening. I think that a lot of it is the result of the kind of growth and spread of social media.
Yeah.
And a lot of it is actually coming over to us from the States. So you start to see inklings of it probably about 4 or 5 years ago. Particular pastors talking this way, podcasts emerging, and content emerging on places like YouTube. And it's very easy to fall down the rabbit hole of the algorithm, isn't it?
Listen, you have received Jesus Christ now, okay? Jesus Christ and demons cannot dwell together. So them demons are already gone.
This was another baptism organized online and held in a canal in Hertfordshire. The man behind it is Ricky Doolan.
This is the place where we do some of our things.
We met at his office in Lincoln, where he live streams religious services as part of another independent church. He is a longtime friend and follower of Tommy Robinson, and more recently, his spiritual advisor.
I don't know him. He doesn't strike me as a spiritual or Christian person, so that's a recent thing.
Well, it's a recent thing. I went to visit him in prison 3 weeks before he left, and he received Jesus Christ as his personal Lord and Saviour in that visit. So it's a new journey from that position. And
so you effectively converted him to Christianity? Is that a fair way of
putting it? If you want to call it conversion, yeah.
In terms of that discourse shifting, I think we saw that at Unite the Kingdom in some ways. There was one politician, Belgian politician, he said, it has to be clear that Islam is our real enemy. We have to get rid of Islam. Islam does not belong in Europe and Islam does not belong in the UK. Mm-hmm. That got a big cheer.
Did it get a big cheer? I think what's happened is people are so fatigued with the fruits of people that say they follow Islam that they are tired with it. The general populace.
Do you agree
populace,
with that statement?
I don't agree with the statement in terms because it's just not something that is realistic, and I don't think it's some. But we have to look at, right, if we can't fix the problem, then that statement would make more sense. But I would like to try and fix the problem first.
So if we can't fix the problem, you're saying maybe Islam doesn't have a place in Europe, it doesn't have a place in the UK.
Well, if innocent people are being killed because of religion, then it's something we have to look at seriously.
St. Martin's in the Fields, a Church of England church at the top of Trafalgar Square. Its vicar is Sam Wells, who signed an open letter accusing the far right of corrupting the Christian faith. St. Martin's is a royal parish church. This, then, is the establishment that Tommy Robinson and others rail against. But the majority of Christians in Britain still belong to churches like this, whose leaders have publicly condemned the Christian imagery used at his mass rally.
This church is right, you know, up against the march. The people who come here regularly, did they have questions? Did they see that Christian symbology? What did they want to talk about afterwards?
I think they were hurt. The gestures of the cross, the Christian symbols are about love and understanding and peace and gentleness, and they're being thrust in people's faces as weapons. I think that's very painful.
Is there a point here that as the Church of England has changed, it's also slightly retreated, it's become a bit more warm and cuddly, progressive, liberal? We had ABBA songs earlier. As a result, that has failed to meet some of these political challenges. So now you have people marching in the street behind the cross, but they're not necessarily filling the pews.
I think that's a false distinction with respect. There are plenty of people capable of, if you like, riding on the back of the raw emotion of people who feel they've been deprived of something, who feel entitled to something, and who look at certain others and say, you know, it's because of you that what I'm entitled to and my traditions have been inhibited. that's easily manipulated. It comes from a place of anger that I have some sympathy for. And the church, in a sense, can't get it right, because if it rides the back of that, it ends up being quite clumsy. If it doesn't ride the back of that, it's in danger of being called irrelevant. So, you know, you can't quite win, really.
If the talk is of winning, well, there are very different battlegrounds. The cloisters versus a Cornish beach. This was only the first of several mass baptisms Dewar has planned across the country.
You're ready for it, mate, ready for it.
Come on, Mark.
This isn't just about the extreme right using Christianity for their own ends. It's just as much some Christians using the far right to reach new audiences.
And the Holy Spirit. Amen.
A new Christian politics, in all sorts of ways and all sorts of places, is on the march.
God bless you, man.
Tom Cheshire, Sky News, Bude, Cornwall.